Jonathan Gorst, you're running for one of the at-large city council seats.
That is correct.
Why are you running?
I feel that I have a great way to represent the downtown businesses, talking to my neighbors in the downtown core, trying to find out what is important to us as a community to keep vitalizing this downtown core and to move it forward. It's going to expand in many directions over the next few years after the bridge is complete. Mm-hmm. So I would love to have a voice in that and to be able to represent the interests of downtown businesses as well as responsible growth and development. I'm also a resident not far from the downtown core.
Well, you own the Riviera Supper Club.
That's correct.
Sort of an historic restaurant here in Glenwood Springs. And that's in the downtown core. So what are your neighbors saying are some of the issues that they're facing in the core?
Well, we have definitely been concerned with how the construction is going to take place. We've been well informed.
I think the Grand Avenue Bridge.
I think the Grand Avenue Bridge communication is very good, and we're all showing up at the meetings and getting our briefings. And just that concern over what is closing, how people are going to access, where are they walking, just addressing all of those concerns right now is the immediate. But as we go forward, how do we grow the downtown core up towards 10th Street? Because we do have a great deal of businesses that exist beyond 9th Street and seem to have trouble getting people to go that far. And then, you know, as we move forward in looking at 6th Street across the river by the Hotel Colorado and how that develops, how it relates to the original downtown core, and how then will we expand to the confluence area and what will that involve in development and integrating that with the plan for the city.
Speaking of the confluence area, what are your ideas about the development there? Some people are talking about sort of a mixed use. Some people want to keep it just as a park or a river walk. What are you thinking?
I think it needs to be carefully approached because if we're going to start in a new area, I would like to make sure that we've got the others under control.
What do you mean by that?
Well, in the downtown core, have we addressed the parking issue? Have we seen how 7th Street is going to move after the construction of the Grand Avenue Bridge is complete? What is the parking going to look like on 7th Street? And how are the business going to mitigate the loss of that parking? Because there is going to be some loss. So do we look at bicycles? Do we look at valet parking? What are the solutions for the businesses that face 7th Street? And then as we go forward, the confluence area, where does that play into the plan for downtown? Is it something that we need to expand because of our housing needs? There's certainly an argument for that. Is it a place that needs to be preserved for its beauty? I tend to land more on the side of conserving the land because of the beauty of the confluence and that we're not taking advantage of that with parks on that side. So I would like to see a little bit more of that kind of preservation. I'm a huge fan of Catalina Island. If you've ever been there, it's 1 square mile has been developed. The rest of it belongs to a conservancy. And the reason it's such a beautiful place is they've protected their land. So
now, Catalina's off the coast of California.
That's right. Okay. Right off Long Beach.
What about South Bridge? What are your ideas about that sort of controversial proposal?
It is. And I think there's a need for it, first of all. When I first moved here, my wife and I looked at homes down in the area around the Soperus Elementary School. Okay. And what we were afraid of was the idea and the feeling that we were bottlenecked, that we were forced across 27th Street Bridge to get anywhere on 82. Okay. And that fear, I think, kind of has manifested itself in the residents and with the coal seam fire that really brought out what a dangerous place it could be. So South Bridge is a solution to that problem. How it's done is really the discussion. First of all, you have to address Midland Avenue, its condition, its position. How does 27th Street Bridge play into that? And then we look at how to build the partnerships. CDOT's going to be part of it. We have to have the county be part of it. There has to be good grant writers in place. We are looking at a large sum of money, and it's going to take many hands working together to make it happen. But I think it's necessary.
You have a background in the arts.
Yes.
You graduated from UNC. You were the music director of the Glenwood Vaudeville Review, and you have been a part of a lot of theater across the country for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about how that will play into your role as a city council member if you're elected.
One of my main goals as a counselor would be to find the ways to incorporate the arts into our city more, mm-hmm. using some city funds, but also finding those partnerships with the private sector that really make these work. And as I was traveling across the country for 17 years with national tours, I got to go to all the downtown cores.
So you've seen quite a few, what works and what doesn't.
Truly. Mm-hmm. Every major city in the U.S. I played several times. I played many of the smaller venues. One that was really remarkable was Appleton, Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. I was very moved by how they built their downtown theater. I believe the population is right around the 100,000, 150,000.
Oh, okay.
So they're along the Fox River, which is a many cities that join together all the way up to Green Bay. And Green Bay has had a vibrant performing arts come out of their university and was a tour stop until Appleton built their facility.
Okay.
Great cost, but it was private and public money that went into a $75 million building project. I was able to play the first performance in the theater.
Right.
And at that point, I saw the downtown, and there were rundown restaurants, mm-hmm. not many shops. I went back 5 years later, new restaurants, some art shops. I went back 10 years later. The complete transformation of a downtown started with that performing arts center.
Okay.
It became a center of gathering for the people, for the region, really. And then it grew from there into the businesses growing out of that. Higher level restaurants mm-hmm. needing to meet that demand for the
right.
theater crowd.
So you think that would work in Glenwood?
On a smaller scale, yes. Another example would be Loveland and its Rialto Theater and what it has done for the downtown and how the arts have really played a part in that city.
You got a little twinkle in your eye when
yeah.
you talk about this. So it sounds like this is something you'd really like to see in Glenwood, is like a performing arts center or something.
Sort
Definitely. Of like the New Ute Theater? Or
there's a great model there with mm-hmm. the New Ute Theater being a part of the city's budget and being managed by the city. I think we can go the next step. There's been a lot of talk of building from the ground up. But there has been some new developments in a property that's right in our downtown core that many people are not aware of.
Well, it's this property.
Next door to the Pullman on 7th Street between Cooper and Grand, there is the Eagles Club. The Eagles Club is actually an old theater called the Odeon Theater.
Right.
Before that, called the Glenwood Springs Opera House. Before that, it was a mercantile, and it was always a three-story building. It's about 18,000 square feet total. The upstairs, much like the Wheeler Opera House, is an old opera house. It was built as an opera house, I believe, in 1902, and it has a great history. There's a recount of John Philip Sousa playing on the stage in 1905.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a recount of the rehearsal of the boxing match that takes place in the great K&A train robbery.
Oh, the Tom Mix movie.
That's right.
Right.
That was apparently rehearsed on the stage of our opera house in Glenwood Springs.
So you're, what, thinking revival of this opera house? What about the Eagles?
The Eagles would be a partner in this.
How do you think that compares with the other issues in Glenwood?
I think infrastructure is probably the most important, needing attention now. I believe that the Performing Arts Center is a long-term goal. And as we're looking at the development of the city, I think we do need to be looking ahead to the next 10, 20, and 50 years. So certainly the infrastructure must be addressed now because it's an immediate need.
Right.
We have to have access. We have to have our roads drivable. We're seeing 25,000 cars a day now on Highway 82. So we are in a place where this is ultimate importance. But to have the Performing Arts Center in the middle of the downtown core, I think, is just something that's going to carry us to the next phase. And this post-bridge era that we're going to get to, that could be a marquee location.
Well, Jonathan Gorst, thanks very much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Thank you, Amy. It's a pleasure.